Well, it's been a long time coming, but the NBA is finally here. We are finally back. So, welcome back, everybody. This is Ballin' Out Season 2, the second season of Ballin' Out. Really the third, but we call it the second, just because the first didn't really count. But I'm your host, Sean Robinson. We got our host, Grant Rhodes, with us again. Season 2. Grant, good to have you back, as always. And looking forward to, just this NBA season and what we're going to do. New and improved, and
Yeah, bro. I'm looking forward to it, man. It's going to be a good time, and looking forward to watch some basketball again, and I even talk a little football and a little baseball, here and there.
yeah. So this first episode is gonna be a little bit different. We're not gonna really do a full dive into the season. We still got a couple weeks as we're recording this. It's only October 1st, so we still got a couple weeks out, so we're chilling. But there is a trade that happened, surprisingly, this past weekend that we have to take a look at. We're going to dive into that a little bit more. Media day did happen already, so teams are officially starting with practice. So we'll get into that. And then, yeah, talk a little bit about the NCAA football season. College football has been pretty good, I must say. And then the MLB, we are in the playoffs. NFL is in the middle of the season. We're getting to that quarter mark. So yeah, things are in full swing. And then we got the NBA, just coming in and taking everybody else. Let's get straight to it. The trade between the Knicks and the Timberwolves. Karl-Anthony Towns got traded for Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo, and a future first round pick. Grant, let me just get your thoughts on our trade.
I'm truly heartbroken that the Nova Knicks are no more. They're cooked, unfortunately. However, I think that the Timberwolves getting Randle there, it doesn't really put them in any, I think, light year ahead position to do better than they did last year. I kind of think that they'll finish about the same as they did last year, which, again, it's just a tough Western Conference. I think they have a good squad. I just don't think it really does anything. I think it's more about the picks they have. I think that will definitely help them right there. Now, Karl-Anthony Towns on the Knicks, that's going to be interesting for sure. They definitely lost a little bit of grit, gained a little bit of zest with gaining Karl-Anthony Towns. It's going to be interesting. I'm not saying that they're going to go out there and beat the Celtics. But what I think is going to happen is I think they're going to go out there and beat the Celtics. I think there are certain times where the Knicks just rely way too much on Jalen Brunson, and he'd just go down there and chuck up some, respectfully, some bullshit. And I mean, dude's a hooper, certified hooper at that. But they just seem like they were just simply playing bully ball, and that's just kind of how they won some games. I know Julius Randle was fantastic, which. I mean, it sucks to see him go, especially with this team. Like, he was kind of one of the kind of founders of this kind of gritty Knicks team that we see that's supposed to thrive now. So it kind of sucks to see him go, but overall, I think this puts them in a better spot. Just with, I think Karl-Anthony Towns is a little bit better shooter. He's able to space the floor just a little bit better. And rebounds, I think he's still going to be around the same ish. You still got guys like Josh Hart that are going to go out. Like, I mean, they'll get 17 or whatnot. But so that's just, I mean, I think just it helps them more than it hurts them, obviously. But I think this is what gets them, I think, past the Celtics. I'm going to go out. I think that's a pretty hot take. I'm not even sure I'm fully ready to say that, but it definitely opens the door for some conversation.
Stephen A. and Spike Lee, along with Zach Smith, would be very proud of you right now. I don't know if they're better than Boston. People can say that, the starting five, obviously on paper, may be better than Boston, but I don't know. And we've talked about it last season, and I think it still applies this season. A healthy Kristaps Porzingis is the ceiling or the floor for the Boston Celtics. They either go out and they whoop everybody like they did last year, or they struggle a little bit. Granted, teams had injuries, but I just feel this New York Knicks team, like you said, gritty, solid, but when you look at it, I don't know if they will be ready this year to beat Boston in a 7-game series. Now, will they be 1 or 2 in the East? Yes. Yes, they will be. They're going to be better than the Sixers. They're going to be better than the Bucks. They're going to be better than Pacers. But yeah, we'll just see.
You see, I think the Celtics are going to be floating on cloud nine a little bit. I think they're going to, I don't know, I just, like, don't get me wrong. I know that they have the talent to go back to back, and they could even go back to back to back, you know, to back. We're talking dynasty squad here, but, like, that, the thing is, like, I think the Celtics would beat the Bucks and, like, the Sixers. Yeah, probably the Sixers, too.
Yeah.
For sure. No question about that, actually. The Knicks are just...
like, beating the Sixers.
Yeah, no question about that. Yeah, I had to walk through that one, but like, the Knicks just, like, they're going to punch him in the mouth. And I mean that, like, maybe literally and, like, figuratively. Like, they actually might, like, I don't know. I think this is just, like, they've been talked about being so bad for so long. Like, everything about this team, it's not, like, it's definitely not a now or never type of situation. But, like,
yeah.
I mean, my goodness, you got the squad. It's, like, I think they could do it. I really, truly think that they could do it this year.
Is definitely one of the better Knicks teams that we've probably seen in our lifetime.
Yeah,
honestly.
Knicks team back in the day with, like, I mean, Melo, like JR, Amon Schumper.
The first year, with Amari and Raymond Felton, that year they were good. But this team's better by a mile.
Oh, yeah. No, I would agree. Couldn't name. I mean, the Knicks have been pretty bad. I mean, no disrespect. Yep. They've sucked.
Yeah. Yeah. On the Timberwolves side, like you said, you know, Julius Randle, they get Dante DiVincenzo. Why they got another guard, don't understand. They already have a bunch of guards, and they drafted their future guards last year, or actually this summer. And I guess, I don't know. We'll see. I'm not confident that the whole Julius Randle and Rudy Gobert thing is going to work. I think that might be worse than the Timberwolves the first year when Rudy and Kat were together. Now, I do want to ask you, do you think Timberwolves, second best team in the West last year? I mean, they were basically neck and neck with OKC and the Nuggets all season. You think they're still top 3 this year?
No. They're right there, but no, I just don't think so. Are you talking about just top 3 in the West, correct?
Yeah.
I just can't do it. I mean, I see the Thunder still being like a front runner up there. I'm not talking about number one. I mean, you still got the Nuggets, who I think are going to be right there. I mean, there's just Mavericks are only going to get better. I mean, the West is just tough. That's the thing. Like, I wouldn't even... It's not even like a shot against them. Like, I still think they'll be pretty solid on paper. Like, going out there, like, I agree with you in the fact that I don't think Rudy Gobert and Julius Randle are gonna work. I still think that's just gonna be a mess. I mean, if you can at least just put Rudy Gobert on the bench and have Julius run out, I mean, they can figure that out. End of the day, I think they're kind of still in that same position. I just think other teams got better this offseason, and they did not. They just were stagnant.
Yeah. No, I would second that. They really, other than the draft, they didn't really get anybody. They lost Kyle Anderson. So, yeah, but they still got Jaden McDaniels. So we'll see what ends up happening. they still got Jaden McDaniels. Moving on, we got the media day reactions. Like I said, media day was on Monday. We're recording this on Tuesday. And it was pretty interesting. I didn't make it through all 30 teams, but I made it through a decent amount, just seeing a little bit of what they were saying. Interesting to see Bronny and Bronny J and Junior. That was like, dang, you know, we ain't seen nothing like that. In the NBA, I should say, before. So, you know, that was pretty cool. Reporters were stretching. They was like, all right, bro. They were like, what are you going to call him on the first day of practice? Are you going to call him 2-3? You done figured it out? I was like, okay. Like, I don't need to know that. D-Lo was saying, you know, he's going to have a pretty good season. We'll see. And then Paul George So Paul George, he got introduced to the Philadelphia 76ers with Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid, which, by the way, I'm not going to say too much about it, but this is Joel Embiid's third big three that he's had. So we'll see what ends up happening. But anyways, Paul George said this is the first time he's played with an elite big, an elite guard. He's played with several elite guards. He's played with several, I don't know if you'd say big. I understand if he says center. But I kind of was just like, okay.
No.
And then the Clippers came back and they were said, yeah, you know, we're kind of good without Paul George. Norman Powell said it was addition by subtraction. Kawhi said Paul George is not a savior. James Harden said he going to do him. But what do you take away? Do you think this Sixer squad is going to be good enough to compete with Boston and the New York Knicks?
Here's the thing. They're gonna be pretty good. Like, they'll be very solid. Again, very solid on paper is one thing. But those kneecaps doing the work in regular season and postseason, I don't see it. Two ways, too. I mean, Paul George and Joel Embiid, I'm not sold. Tyrese Maxey, you know, dog and a half. Nothing even bad to say on anybody. It's just, I really don't see this team just staying healthy enough to put together a good enough regular season to get a top two spot. And in the playoffs, when I think if they were to even get to that point, when they were to play, you know, either the Celtics, who knows, the Pacers could even jump them. I mean, obviously, Bucks. It's just, I just don't see it, truly. I just don't see them, like, winning any series. I don't think it takes them to the next level by any means. I think they'll be a little bit overrated if we're going to be completely honest.
It's a little bit overrated. I don't know if, you know, injuries definitely play a big factor, but I think they're in the East. The East didn't really get any better other than the Sixers and the Knicks. So I feel like they'd still be top five at least, hopefully. But, you know, we'll see. What were your findings from the media day? Did you find everything that kind of stuck out to you?
So basically my one kind of takeaway, and actually you were talking about it earlier with Paul George saying he didn't play with an elite big or guard. He's tripping. He's wrong. He's leading people astray. He played with the prime Roy Hibbert out there. I ain't gonna lie. Some kids these days might not even know who Roy Hibbert is like that. But that dude was just one beast. I mean, I remember back then playing 2K, and like that was one dude I was actually like, I was scared to take it down in the paint when I saw Roy Hibbert down there. Only a couple of times I got him, but like that. So yeah, his statements are just inaccurate. At this point, no disrespect to Paul George, but I'm just starting to like him less and less everywhere he goes. Like,
he's going to be on a hate watch too then.
No, I mean, I've seen some funny tweets and stuff that you guys have all sent about him and all of that, but I just, like, I don't know. It gets to the point where you can only have so many, like, perfect, I wouldn't say perfect, but very good situations for yourself, and then you just make a comment like that where it's like, I don't know. It's like, come on now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was my takeaway. I mean, obviously, like, seeing, like, LeBron and Bronny, and it was like, it was just kind of, actually, it was kind of, like, weird. It was just like, whoa. Like, it's just, we've gotten to, like, that point, like, in, like, LeBron's career and, like, just the NBA in itself that it was here. So, other than that, I mean, I saw a couple things, but I didn't tune in heavily. I kind of just saw some reports on it and whatnot.
Yeah, same. Same. I saw the Warriors. A reporter asked Draymond Green, I can't remember the exact question, but it was stupid. Basically, he was saying, like, are you here? Like, the fans are worried. Like, are you okay and something? And Draymond, of course, was Draymond and was like, why are they worried? I'm a successful man.
Yeah, I'm a successful black man that made it out of
successful black man.
Yeah. I'm making millions. Yeah, no, I did see that. That was kind of funny, actually, but
that was funny.
I did see Zion. Zion was looking pretty fit. He was looking actually very skinny. And he's got a beard now, too. He's got a beard.
He says he's coming different this year. What are your thoughts on that?
How do you feel about the beard? Beard check on Zion.
About the beard?
Yeah.
It ain't scaring nobody. It shouldn't scare anybody.
I don't know, man. I'm not going to lie to you. I think he looks kind of goofy.
Yeah.
I just don't think he's a bearded man. Like, honestly, I'd respect the hell out of it if he just rocked a mustache, just a straight mustache. That'd be kind of tough. Because if you're out there, you know, nutsack dunking it on somebody with a mustache only, that's going to be tough. That photo would be legendary.
That would be hard. That would be hard.
I would probably get a poster of that.
Get a poster.
I think I'd
get a poster of the poster.
Yep, get a poster of the poster. Yep, poster squared.
Yes, sir. Yeah, no, you know, it's all right. I guess he experimented with new things. Hopefully he stays on the court.
Yeah, I do hope he stays healthy, actually, because it is fun to actually watch them. And the Pelicans are, again, I mean, that was the 8 or the 9, I forgot.
They were the 9, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, at the end of the day, if you're looking, I mean, instead of healthier Zion, it's going to be interesting. I'm curious, because we saw what happened in that play-in game before he went down. I mean, literally in the last 4 minutes. I mean, before that, he, I don't know how many points straight he scored. He almost cooked the Lakers season, potentially.
Yeah.
I was nervous.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see just that team. You know, they got DeJounte Murray, so they have a true point guard now that can start. They still got Brandon Ingram, though, so I don't know. We'll see if it ends up working. Only other media day things, you know, I saw Clay in the Mavs uniform. That was weird. I was like, okay. DeRozan in the Kings uniform, I was like, okay.
No, that was weird. That was weird.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
Yeah.
But really, not much. Not much of that I saw. I don't know if it's a true report, but apparently Giannis and Dame didn't practice together all summer. So that's something. Yeah, I feel like that's cap.
If they didn't, the Bucks are cooked. I mean, season over.
Yeah, especially like they got good old Glenn. They got good old Glenn.
Cooked.
Yeah, no.
Maybe they know it. Maybe they actually just they know it. They're cooked. Unfortunate.
It'll be interesting to see that team. And the Pistons entered their new regime, and so that was I didn't see too much on it, but just a little bit of stuff. They looked forward to putting last year behind them and kind of starting over, and you know, entering this new regime under J.B. Bickerstaff. And basically, he said this is Cade's team, so you know he's gonna lead us as far as he takes us, and kind of everybody complimentary. Tobias wanted to be there, so we'll see. We'll see what ends up happening.
We're gonna cook.
Yeah. Good. So yeah, you know, we'll get more into more of the NBA like breakdown into the season and the teams and stuff next episode. But now, kind of just talk about NCAA, or I shouldn't say NCAA, college football. The season has been exciting. I can't lie. Right. You know, we were watching the Georgia Alabama game this weekend. That was insane, an insane game. Ryan Williams is gonna break somebody's bank in 8 years here. You know, he's gonna be 25 breaking somebody's bank, and you know, I'm gonna be 32 still figuring out. Hopefully not. Yeah, what are your thoughts on the college football season so far?
I mean, it's been good. You know, it's been good. I mean, Michigan State lost the nail biter against Boston College. That kind of sucked. Michigan beat USC. Shout out my boy James. I know he's still going through it mentally. That was tough. I mean, even as a State fan, that was tough. So as a USC fan, I can imagine that was heartbreaking. Considering, yeah, it's just, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Devastating there. But other than that, I mean, that Georgia-Bama game was probably one of the top, like, five games I've watched. Because I was close. I mean, we actually were together watching it. And I was about to really turn it off. Like, I was about to start playing college football myself. I said, I can do better, you know. I was going to hop on the sticks myself, start, you know, playing. But no, we kept watching, man. And I'll tell you, like, I mean, it was just like that game start to finish. Like, Georgia kept just coming down, getting points, getting stops. And I was like, okay. And, yeah, and then, of course, you know, to end that game, what was it, 80? I mean, no, it wasn't 80. Was it 80 yards or whatever the final play was or whatnot that, you know, Bama ended up scoring on with that touchdown. it was just like, because I thought they blew it there. I really did. I truly thought it was over. I thought they cooked it. I thought Bama was about to get roasted on social media. And no, they just kind of put it together there and made one kind of final good play there. And then the interception still, because then even Carson Beck drove down, got him with, I don't think they were in the red zone, but it was relatively close, I thought. I mean, 30.
When he threw that last pick? Yeah, they were in the red zone.
Was it red zone? Okay, yeah. It was red zone there. So when you're thinking like, oh my gosh, they're going to go down and score. Like, it was just like, I mean, you didn't know what was going to happen next. And then the pick in the end zone. And I'll say it was kind of sweet to see the lights start going crazy at Bama Stadium every time. Something crazy happened every 2 seconds. So it was like, oh, it was an insane comeback. And then Bama went down and scored to kind of ruin that. I mean, top five game I've probably ever watched, besides obviously all my Michigan State memories. But yeah, it was phenomenal. It's been a great football season so far. Michigan State lost, kind of a heartbreaker last week to Ohio State, but it was to be expected that we'd lose. But yeah, oh well with it.
Yeah, not that Yeah, Ryan Williams, you were saying about that last play, that touchdown. That stutter, that spin move, it spun the defender. It was like David Montgomery.
Huh? Oh my gosh, dude. David Montgomery, that run, I mean, he plowed over the guy and whatnot. I thought he went down. There's a spin move around, cuts it back inside, and then bounces out. I was like, it was happening, everything. It was just so fast. Like, what's happening right now?
Yeah, no, that was insane. But college football, you know, real fast. Who do you think is the best team? Let's not say best team. Who do you think is going to win it? If you had an early prediction.
I mean, I got two teams in mind, truly. It's Bama, Texas. I just think, I mean, I would say Texas. I mean, Quinn Ewers got banged up. I think Arch Manning is good. Like, he's really good. He's just still, like, young with them. He just lacks the experience, I think. If it was him that was going at it, I would take Bama. I think when Ewers gets back, I think Texas is still, I give them a slight edge. But man, I mean, we'll see. Like, after watching Bama, like, I mean, I know I wouldn't even say choked, because I mean, again, they still won the game, but like, to still fight back like that against a really good Georgia squad, it's tough to say they're not one of, like, if not the best team in the country right now.
I agree. Bama and Texas are probably top two. Yeah. And I guess I'm not going to say it. Never mind. I was going to say the team at the in that one state, but it was disgusting, even the words coming out. And so I was like, nah, I'm a pass.
Nah, actually, I'm going to go on record and say this. I hope Ohio State hangs 100 on Michigan. I'm the exact opposite of you. I hope they go out and just beat the living shit out of Michigan.
Well, you know, I have a gutsy feeling that Michigan is going to lose to someone else before the final game of the season. Oh, yeah. So at that point, you know, they'll have two losses. You're basically out, you know, unless they make the championship game, but I don't think they will.
And they're going to lose to Oregon and Illinois.
Yeah.
Illinois is going to beat them because they go to, that's like their first. No, I think they go to Washington. I think it's Washington they got this week and then Illinois.
Washington, Illinois, yep, and then State. Yep, that's it.
Michigan State.
So yeah, they could lose one of those three games. So
they lose three. Yeah, no.
They lose all three. They're done. You know, Sherrone Moore can
have a seat, young man.
Facts. Last things, you know, just wanted to cover. Like, I know you mentioned the NFL, so we talked about David Montgomery. The Lions are looking hot right now.
Oh, yeah.
They're on a bye this week, so. How you feeling about the Lions this year? I'm hyped.
I'm feeling solid. I mean, we're getting better. We're getting better week by week. Secondary is a little bit of an issue. I want to clean up the penalties for sure. I mean, penalties are going to absolutely destroy us. The refs already hate us as it is. I mean, yeah. Overall, if I were to give it like an overall grade so far, just again, we're very, very early. But I give it a B minus. I wouldn't say I'm thrilled. I think we look really good. We have some aspects that are very solid. But we got to clean up a lot of just, like, minor stuff that can easily get us to, like, that A, in my opinion.
Yeah, honestly, B minus is solid valuation. I say B plus, just because the offense has done pretty well, and the defense still needs to, like you said, gotta clean it up. Terry and Arnold, like, brother, you can't be getting called for holdings and pass interference. He's in, like, crucial moments. I will go on record here and say that we have, the Detroit Lions have the best running back duo in the league. Hands down, no question.
That is true, 100%. Also, I want on record, too, that you're a Jared Goff hater and the man threw a perfect game.
Congrats, Jared Goff. Jared Goff did something that very many people have not done. So props to him, you know, for sticking to it. He played a solid, good game. Credit to the O-line for giving him time, and he used that time very wisely and was able to make smart decisions. So, you know what? Yes, Grant, I am a sort of a little bit of a Jared Goff hater, but he wins Detroit a Super Bowl, all of that goes away. I promise you, all it takes is one ring.
You need to write him a letter ASAP. Write him a letter immediately and send it to him.
I will write Jared Goff an apology letter. If the Detroit Lions win the Super Bowl this year, I will write Jared Goff.
If we get to the Super Bowl,
yeah,
if we get to the apology.
No, because he's been there before. He's been there before. He got carried by everybody else.
The Lions have not
carried by his team.
Oh my! Yo,
when he went before,
talking about, so he's got to win it. Talking about the man that just threw a perfect game. Okay, hold on.
He's got to win it. He was usable in the Super Bowl, the Rams would have won.
Hater club.
Aaron Donald had two rings. I'm just saying.
Hater club and a half.
Hey, so the NFL, you know, is ongoing. Any other undefeated teams? Yes, the Vikings and the Chiefs are still undefeated, the last two undefeated teams. Davante Adams, do you want to touch on that? Don't got to be long. Where do you think he's going to go?
I hope he goes somewhere quick, bro.
Side note, Grant has Davante Adams on fantasy.
I need it ASAP. I need it like I need air, oxygen. I mean, the whole nine. I need it like I need this college football game. I mean, I hope he comes to the Lions. I hope he comes home. That would just be incredible. Like, I could actually, I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's very unlikely. I wouldn't say very unlikely. I just think it's unlikely for sure. But that's where I got my wishful thinking on.
Him coming here would be nice. Very interesting. I don't know how Amon-Ra and J-Mo would take that, though. I'm sure they'll be fine. But you know, Devontae, as soon as he don't get the ball, he's like Stephon Diggs. He's going to complain.
He kind of soft.
Yeah, and then, you know, and I hate saying this, and I hope it doesn't happen. I hope that no one from Kansas City hears what I'm about to say.
Oh my gosh.
They need a receiver. That's all I'm saying. Do not be surprised.
Don't be surprised.
And that's the thing. I don't know their cap sheet off the top of my head, but they may. I don't know how. But because they said Raiders would want draft picks. The Chiefs got draft picks. Yeah. I mean, you're winning.
You know, it'd suck if he went to like the Vikings and they have Justin Jefferson and Devontae.
I hope not. I hope he does not come back to the NFC North unless it's with the Lions.
No, if he went to like the Packers or the Bears, yeah, like literally anywhere in the NFC North, like you said, I'd be.
I don't want him to come back to Green Bay, although I could see that.
It would be crazy if he was like, you know what, like I tried out a little something, I didn't like it, like, let me come home. There's got to be like a movie where that's happened before.
Or he goes back with A-Rod. He could go back with A-Rod. I mean, he's friends with Derek Carr. He could go to New Orleans.
If he goes to the Jets, brother, that'd be, oof.
Be nice, but I just need him to go
somewhere quick. I need him to go somewhere quick because yeah,
He's gonna go somewhere quick. I'm telling you though, as soon as the Chiefs, don't be surprised.
I'm mad that Patrick Mahomes is an idiot and doesn't know which knee to take out. He couldn't even took out like another team. He took out Rashee Rice, like their best wide receiver. He's, I mean, unbelievably stupid for that. I was obviously upset. He was my wide receiver also. So yeah, my fantasy squad on a side note, is not doing good.
Your fantasy team is in shambles.
All you fantasy lovers out there, if your guys' team is hurt, banged up the whole nine, whatever it is, I feel you. Because, she races out. I think Devontae is just choosing not to play. Mark Andrews, I got him. He's a left tackle. I mean, it's not good. I mean, I think Anthony Richardson's still banged up. Who knows if he's even playing? We're not. It's tough scenes around here. And then, of course, Jahmyr Gibbs is on a bye this week. So, prayers up to my fantasy team this week. Hopefully, everyone else's does better. But yeah, that's my little 2 cents on the NFL this year and kind of everything that we've seen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And just to wrap things up before we do go, Gasse, go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Tigers made the postseason. We are recording this on Tuesday, October 1st. So the playoffs have already started. You're opting not to talk about it in the sake that they continue going. And we'll get back to you guys next time when they're in the divisionals. Yes. Yeah, they'll be in the divisionals. That's all we got for now. It'll be, an exciting year, like we said. We'll have a lot of things going on. Websites coming soon to you guys. YouTube will be coming back. We're going to have some new clips, betting slips. We're going to do more and bring it all in for season 2 of Ballin' Out. And next episode, we'll get more into the NBA season and just talk more about that. But for now, we will catch you guys next time.